WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Thursday. It's April 12th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
Hey, the warm-up finally arrives as temperatures will climb to near 80 over the next couple of days. A police officer with a violent past and present somehow keeps his badge in New Jersey. A dead baby found along the train tracks in North Jersey. Governor Murphy continues his push to take more of your money with higher taxes. In sports, Flyers drop game one of their playoff series. Devils play tonight. Yanks punch back, literally benches cleared twice in their win in Boston. Mets now 10-1. Phillies beat the Reds in extras. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero springs a little late to the party this year.
Yeah, but let the warm-up begin. We've got some nice warmth on the way over the next couple of days, but today, not a perfect weather day. We've had some spotty drizzle this morning, and scattered rain showers will be possible through the morning and midday hours. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy and windy Thursday for you. The warm-up begins, though, high 65 to 70 for most. It'll be cooler along the coast in the 50s to maybe 60 degrees today. Partly cloudy tonight, and not that cool. Lows only fall into the 50s. And then tomorrow morning, there could be a shower around, and then just fantastic for your Friday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. High 75 to 80, again, cooler along the coast, only in the 60s. We'll stay warm on Saturday, maybe a late day shower, then turning cloudier, cooler, with scattered showers on Sunday. Highs come back down to the 60s. Right now, Branchburg 40, Plumstead 40, Mantua 41.
Time out of Jersey's First News, 5:02. It was a grisly discovery in Jersey City. Along the PATH train tracks, the body of a dead infant stuffed in a suitcase found beneath the Tonnelly Avenue Bridge Wednesday afternoon, and people living in the area were horrified by the discovery.
I'm really surprised to hear someone would do such something like this.
I never see anyone down there, actually. I never see nobody over there.
Police aren't saying much as homicide investigators work the case. The body was found stuffed in a suitcase in an area littered with trash. If the past was any indication, some argue this guy probably should have never been given a badge and a gun in the first place. If the present is any indication, he probably shouldn't have been allowed to keep it. A story we uncovered that certainly calls into question the requirements for becoming a police officer in some Jersey towns, and Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain. Patrick?
Eric, in almost two decades on the job in Atlantic City, say documents from internal investigations and lawsuits, Franco Sidnor has been the subject of at least 21 complaints, half a dozen lawsuits, mostly accusing him of excessive violence. Among the allegations, sexually assaulting a female officer, raping a woman while in uniform, threatening to behead the husband of a mistress. A man who says Sidnor senselessly clobbered him with a baton says the PD's investigation was a sham, but that department now has to answer for how Sidnor got hired in the first place. After a 1997 charge, he stabbed a man four times. And as you know, Eric, our Sergio Bichao has done tremendous work gathering all of this information, and you can read that this morning at NJ1015.com.
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting up. Couple of days. We're in the 40s this morning. We do have some scattered rain showers that we've got to get through the morning and midday. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy, windy day today, but warmer. High temperatures should top out around 70. Tomorrow, we could see a high around 80. Weekend looks okay. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the case continues to be made by the Murphy administration that they need more of your money, and we'll have an update on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dennis and Judy.
The idea of chicken and waffles is repulsive to me, but...
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
Does that make sense?
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07, Dan Zero's commuter weather. We're in the 40s this morning, warmer than we'd been in the last couple of days, and that means we'll probably top out today somewhere around 70 away from the coast, but we do have some scattered rain showers and some windy conditions that'll be with us today. That may stretch into tomorrow morning, but by Friday afternoon, we could see a high temperature around 80 again away from the ocean. We'll have more on Dan's forecast for your weekend coming up in just a couple of minutes. A New Jersey mom is claiming her daughter was subjected to years of physical and verbal bullying, and the school where it happened did nothing. It got so bad, she says she pulled her child out of the new Hanover school district in favor of homeschooling. School officials are not commenting as the bullying is now the subject of a massive lawsuit. The details in the suit are hard to read. Multiple incidents leaving the girl physically and mentally scarred, an administration that seemed to always blame the victim. You can read the full details of that lawsuit at NJ1015.com. Governor Murphy's treasurer has wrapped up 2 days of testimony before the legislature touting the budget plan. In the assembly Wednesday, more scrutiny of $37.4 billion of our dollars being spent, $1.5 billion in new taxes that would help to support it.
Acting Treasurer Elizabeth Moyo says most of the new spending in Governor Phil Murphy's budget goes toward fixed annual costs.
It's not a lot of new programs. It's debt, it's health, and it's pension. So, and it's Medicaid. So that accounts for 82% of the growth.
Selling woman Nancy Munoz says those aren't new as drivers of state spending. She says what is new are things like tuition-free community college and expanded preschool, while K-12 schools are crying out for funds.
It just seems that there's something that's just not right here.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We continue to track this mysterious E. coli outbreak that has hit New Jersey and six other states. Last week, it was thought the outbreak was linked to a chain restaurant, but now health officials say its source remains a mystery. Warren, Somerset, Middlesex, and Hunterdon County have all reported E. coli cases, six of them in all, and the most of any of the infected states. Governor Murphy is calling for tax increases of more than $1.5 billion, but a new poll finds many of you believe he's been doing a good job as governor.
According to Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, a just-released survey finds
Governor Murphy is getting a pretty decent job approval rating, 44% approve, 28% disapprove.
He says the positive rating is a little odd because only 9% of New Jerseyans are satisfied with Murphy's budget proposal, and only 1 in 4 think his policies will actually help the middle class.
I think a lot of Phil Murphy's goodwill right now is really built around the fact that people have yet to tune in. We saw that in the election. Very few people knew exactly what Phil Murphy stood for.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510. Last year, more than 30 New Jersey teachers lost their licenses over allegations they sexually abused students on the job. Governor Murphy has signed a new law that aims to prevent more of these cases.
Child safety advocates say abusive teachers were helped by so-called pass-the-trash policies that allowed an employee accused of misconduct at one job to apply for a job somewhere else without mentioning the allegations. A report by the State Department of Education also found dozens of cases where teachers were convicted of crimes like child porn possession and selling drugs. This new law requires all NJ schools, private, public, and charter, to review a potential hire's job history. Until now, it wasn't considered mandatory, despite overwhelming evidence that dangerous people were allowed to have contact with children. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 511. You can count on more opportunities to interact with your top law enforcers in your county. Prosecutors have had a sharper focus recently on improving the relationship between law enforcement and the public, but now the initiative is being mandated by the state.
The state attorney general requires that each county prosecutor organize and host a public meeting each quarter. Monmouth County prosecutor Chris Grimicioni says this mandate, which includes specific topics that must be discussed, adds to the community policing efforts already underway at his office and others.
The reason why we hold these events is to make sure the public understands what we do for them and what our obligations are as law enforcement officers, and should they have an interaction with a law enforcement officer, what they can expect.
The topic that must be discussed in the spring is investigations of officer-involved shootings. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 512. The warm-up finally arrives today, and Dan will have an extended look at that into your weekend. And then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, to talk about, finally, it looks like, a little taste of spring.
Yes, but just a little taste. It's not going to last very long, unfortunately. The weekend will start warm, but it will not end that way. The warm-up does kick in today. You'll actually feel it this morning. Temperatures mostly in the 40s. Remember, this time yesterday morning, we were near record 20s across the state, so already better there. Drizzle now. Scattered rain showers will remain possible through the morning and into the midday hours. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day with a gusty wind. High temperatures for most of the state, 65 to 70 degrees. As we've discussed, it will be cooler along the coast through this entire stretch. the water temperature is still chilly, about 45 degrees, so that'll keep the air temperature mostly in the 50s at the shore today. Partly cloudy and not that cool tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow we'll start with a chance for a shower, just a little isolated shower. Then mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, making for a fantastic Friday. High 75 to 80, again cooler along the coast. Still warm on Saturday, well into the 70s for most. We'll go from sun to clouds. There could be a late day shower on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we go in the other direction thanks to a backdoor cold front. It will be cloudier and cooler in the 60s, at best with scattered showers. Looks like we've got a batch of heavy rain coming in on Monday and then getting even cooler for early next week. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a police officer with a violent past and present has somehow kept his badge in Atlantic City. Explosive details throughout the day today and at NJ1015.com. No new information report after a dead baby was found along the train tracks in North Jersey. Homicide detectives are on the case. In sports, Flyers drop game one of their playoff series. Devils have their game one tonight. Yankees clear the benches twice in their win over Boston. The Mets are now 10-1 with their latest win, and the Phillies beat the Reds. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. A little bit of drizzle this morning. Hopefully the raindrops won't get in your way. It'll be mostly cloudy, somewhat windy today, and we are warming up. 40s this morning, widespread 60s, maybe even 70 degrees away from the ocean front this afternoon. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on this Thursday morning in the Great Garden State, and we finally are going to see a little bit of a warm-up. That is the good news. 70 today, maybe 80 tomorrow. Decent weekend coming up. What about next week? Well, don't break out the Bermuda shorts just yet. Dan will have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. A backlash across the country against sexual misconduct by those in positions of power has resulted in dozens of lawmakers being reprimanded or forced out of office. But the New Jersey legislature is among most state legislative chambers that has no publicly available record of misconduct claims. After an open public records request for information on sexual misconduct complaints against New Jersey lawmakers going the past decade, we were told no such records actually exist. There could soon be more incentive for filmmakers and television producers to shoot their projects in the Garden State. One vote away from the governor's desk, a piece of legislation would introduce $75 million in annual tax credits to attract productions within New Jersey's borders.
Depending on the location, tax credits up to 35% would be available for expenses incurred in Jersey during the production of films and TV programs intended for national distribution.
We now have an opportunity to bring this industry back, or at least try to.
Assemblyman Gordon Johnson says we're in competition with neighboring states. AC-inspired Boardwalk Empire, for example, was filmed in New York. Steve Gorlick with the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission believes the tax credit move would create thousands of jobs in the state.
Some temporary, some permanent.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. Federal prosecutors say two New Jersey police officers stopped vehicles, detained their occupants, searched the autos without justification, and sometimes took cash and other items from drivers. The Patterson officers, Jonathan Bustios and Yudi Ramos, are now charged. Bustios is accused of telling a man he had just arrested he wouldn't charge him if he helped him get a gun. Both officers were arrested Wednesday morning. How much do you have saved for retirement? You got $1 million in the bank? That's the amount a lot of financial experts say you're going to need to save if you want to have a fiscally healthy retirement. On this week's Forever 39 podcast, Megan and Annette are joined by Ken Kamen with Mercadian Asset Management, who says the magic number really depends on one thing.
It boils down to, what is the lifestyle you're trying to save for? There are a lot of choices that people, man or woman, can make, whether you live in a high tax state, a low tax state, whether if you've done a lot of traveling already in your life and you're not looking to fund traveling when you're retired.
Forever 39 is one of the many original podcasts from New Jersey 101.5. Check it out and subscribe on the NJ 101.5 app, iTunes, or Google Play. We might have some rain to get through today, but it will definitely be warmer. 40s now, up to 70 later. Could hit 80 tomorrow, and it looks like a spring-like weekend is upcoming. But will it last into the week? Dan has more on that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, we'll update the story of an infant being found stuffed in a suitcase, dead along the path tracks in North Jersey. And an exclusive story this morning that makes you wonder how this guy ever got a gun and a badge in New Jersey. We'll update business news next.
Dominski and Doyle.
First time caller.
And this is what it took for you to finally call us.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7.
What? They're awesome.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 528, as we update business news. Most Asian shares sank today. Investors digesting the latest Fed minutes. Geopolitical concerns are overshadowing a lot of what has been driving the market. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow slid almost a full percent, but has hung on above 24,000. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bishaz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
New Jersey 101.